Good morning. I welcome you into the fellowship of Jesus Christ as we worship together on this extremely cold Lord's Day. I pray that you're safe and that you're well. Although we may not be together physically, we are together in spirit. We are in the presence of God, and Jesus Christ joins us. May God guide our hearts and fill us with the Holy Spirit. Gracious God, we come before you today giving you thanks for the many ways that you show your love for us and that you reveal yourself to us. Open our hearts to your presence. Draw us close to you. Bind us together as a church. Prepare us for worship. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please join me now in our Psalter reading. My God, I trust you. I offer my life to you, Lord. Make your ways known to me. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth, because you are the God who saves. My eyes look to you, Lord. You set me free. All the Lord's paths are loving and faithful for those who keep his covenant and laws. Amen. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the book of Mark, the 9th chapter. I'll begin reading with the 2nd verse. On that day, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There, his appearance was changed before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say because he was frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. Suddenly they looked around, and they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them instructions not to tell anyone what they had seen until he had risen from the dead. This is the word of God for the people of God. We give thanks to God. As we worship today, it is important that we acknowledge God's presence in our lives and also pray for those who are in need. I invite you to offer individual thanks and petitions before we pray together. Loving God, we thank you for the many ways in which you touch our lives. We are grateful to you for the patience you show and for the ways you care for us. We thank you for being the source of true joy. We lift up the healthcare workers whom you send to deliver your gift of healing. We pray for those who suffer with the coronavirus and their loved ones. We ask for your hand to guide the distribution of the vaccine. And we ask for your blessing on those in our community and all people everywhere who have been negatively affected by the pandemic. Open our hearts and eyes so that we may recognize and minister to the needs before us. We give you thanks for the work of Jesus Christ, the one who offers us hope of life eternal in your presence. And we pray to you using words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the season of Epiphany comes to a close, we look forward to the weeks of Lent, the time of preparation for the celebration on the morning of Easter. Before we move on, we would do well to look back on how the followers of Jesus grew in understanding of him and his mission. Some may have known Jesus as the son of the carpenter from Nazareth. Others first encountered him as they witnessed his baptism in the Jordan River. He was then seen as the confident rabbi that taught on the shores of Galilee and recruited fishermen to join him in his ministry. Most recently, they followed him to the small towns and village, where they heard his message of God's kingdom and watched as he offered healing to the sick and afflicted. You can feel their enthusiasm grow and the suspense build as Jesus is revealed step by step as more than just a teacher. Imagine the anticipation of Peter, James, and John as they accompanied Jesus on the path up the mountain. What was in store? What would Jesus say to them? What would he share with them? The Bible tells us that when they reached the summit, that Jesus was transformed before their eyes. His clothes became a bright white, and they saw Elijah and Moses talking with Jesus. We're told that they were overwhelmed and did not know what to say. A cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud declaring, "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him." Their understanding of who Jesus was grew exponentially in an instant. It would be quite some time before they would fully understand the impact Jesus would have on their lives. In the coming days, they would walk with Jesus along the back roads and through the cities, all the way to the cross. The road to the cross would prepare them for the greatest celebration of all time, the resurrection. but they could never have experienced the high without the experiences along the road. I pray that our journey through this Lenten season will prepare us to experience the risen Christ like never before. Amen. Join me now in our affirmation of faith. There is one God, and there is one mediator, Jesus Christ, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world and taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen. I'm grateful for our time today and look forward to the time when we can gather again. Let's close in prayer. God of grace and God of glory, we give you thanks for all of the ways you reveal yourself to us. Empower us to go into the world and to share the love you have shown us with others, so that your will is done on earth. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.